Here in Los Angeles, swingers, skinny boys, and 98-pound weaklings had their run of the beach over the weekend. That's because just about every muscle man and woman in the city was busy auditioning for the return of the TV show American Gladiators.
For those of you trying to block the early 90s out of your memories, I'll remind you. American Gladiators involved pumped-up bodybuilders in red, white, and blue spandex doing a beatdown on contestants for money. I went down to the auditions in Venice to ask... why?
Jesse Reby from Hawthorne, California.
Why do you want to be an American Gladiator?
I used to watch it all the time when I was a little kid. Enjoyed it. You know, a long time ago, my dad tried out for it. So it's always been kind of a dream of mine.
The key to the program was that the Gladiators had these names like Zap and Nitro and Blaze. Have you thought up what your Gladiator name would be?
My Gladiator name would probably be Iron Hands, so I just like destroy everything I touch.
What's your Gladiator name?
I was thinking Mercury because I'm on fire.
My fight nickname has always been Glory for some reason. I don't know.
Glory?
Yeah. And my friends call me Ferret because I have a short attention span.
Yeah, Ferret's not going to work.
Ferret's not really very intimidating. So they'd be like, look, here comes Ferret. You know, it's not very exciting.
My name's Kristen Adolfi, a.k.a. Chrissy Crash.
Chrissy Crash.
Yes. I play roller derby. It's my derby name.
Do you remember the show?
I watched it religiously as a kid. Every summer, like every day.
But what was the appeal of it, looking back?
I think the same thing that appeals to me about roller derby now, people beating up people, athletic competition. That's what it's all about, really.
Hey, my name is Chad Haywood, and I'm the senior casting producer for the new American Gladiators on NBC. First up is our pull-up station. They have to do as many as they can in 30 seconds.
I'm fried. I'm 280. You can only do so many. All right, zero.
Sumo wrestlers don't do push-ups, man.
Are you a sumo wrestler?
I'm the U.S. champ, yeah.
Are you really the U.S. champ in sumo wrestling?
Yeah, I won the U.S. championships 3 weeks ago at the openweight division. My name is Dan Kalpflesh.
Yet, can't do a pull-up, huh?
Can't do a pull-up, but I can push around 500-pound guys, so...
Basically, American Gladiators started the reality competition genre. I mean, if you look at shows like Fear Factor, they take things from what, you know, Gladiators was. There really was nothing else on television when the show premiered in 89.
Now, there have been so many reality shows over the last 10, 20 years. Kind of makes being beat up by a gladiator look kind of easy.
Well, you would think so, but once that whistle blows, this is as close to a pro sport as you can possibly get. I mean, we're unforgiving as far as, you know, the full contact sports that we put these people through.
All right, Marika Lehman, you just went through the competition, the tryouts. You just ran the 40-yard dash. You're still out of breath, but how'd it go?
I think I did pretty well. The pull-ups were a lot harder than I expected, but they said I did comparably as well as some Miss Olympian bodybuilder, so I think I have a good chance.
And I noticed at the end you were showing off a little bit with your handstands.
I was. They want someone that's nice to look at. Easy on the eyes. Hopefully you'll see me on the show.
All right, Crash, if for some reason you don't make it into American Gladiator, would you consider auditioning for our Radio Gladiators?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all you have to do is read the end of our program for us. Can you do that?
Okay, hang on. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Chrissy Crash.
I'm Robert Smith, a.k.a. Static.
Nice.
Static, and I'm Madeline, the Marauder brand. Our program is produced by Jim Wallace. It's edited by Rick Holter. The director is Shireen Meraji.
The day-to-day production staff includes Steve Prophet, Chip Grabo, Catherine Fox, Deborah Clark, Martina Castro, Ki-Min Sung, Sky Rhodes, Sarah Spivak, Nihar Patel, and Laura Dine.
Our editors are Martha Little and Jacob Conrad. Our technical director is Leo Delagula with engineer Sean Corey Campbell.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith, and the executive producer of Day-to-Day is Zap, Jeff Rogers.